Welcome to Grab Your Crowns Ministry. This is a weekly podcast that is available on Wednesdays. We'll be building up your faith muscle through the teaching of God's Word. I am your host, Minister Arturo Rodriguez, and I truly hope that your faith muscle has been building, that you've been getting stronger, that the things that used to tear you down are now being able to, where you're able just to use them as a warm-up, use them as a stepping stool to step into something bigger and better. Oh, I'm already ready to preach this thing. This week's title episode is, I'm Free. Say that with me one more time. Say it with your chest. Really understand what I'm trying to tell you right now. It says, I'm free. I want that to resonate just for a second. I want to pause right there and just say, I'm free. I don't know what you're going with today. I'm not sure what kind of problems you're dealing with today, but I'm here to tell you right now, you're free. We ask that God steps in right now and removes everything out of your life that is not supposed to be. The things that you're dealing with right now, the inequities, the imperfections, that everything is just moved about the way of this thing. This is where it says, I'm free. We haven't come this far just to come this far. We've been getting better and we're getting stronger in these, in what I call these workouts. That now that you're able to push weight, that you're able to do things, and you're able to go higher, it's because of what God has done in your life. So we ask that He just moves everything out the way. Get out, move it out the way. I don't know exactly what you got going on right this second. I don't know, right before you got on, you were in an argument with somebody. You may have been ugly to somebody. You may have had an attitude with somebody. You may have not have presented the best person of yourself right now to somebody. But I'm here to tell you right now, God said we're going to move this out this way because I'm free from that. I want to do something new inside of you. I want to bring it about this other thing. We haven't gotten to the word yet. I'm already feeling this thing. When I said, I want to tell you a couple of things about it. When he says that you're free. You're free from what the past holds you. The past does not longer define who you are. It made you who you are. We've learned from these things. The one mistake that we made in our life, and we made, maybe y'all like me, maybe you made more than just one mistake. Maybe your mistakes this morning. But here he is saying, we're moving about this thing. You're doing something new. You are free. Come on. Before I get too much further into this, I'd like to open it up in prayer and we can jump in to this episode of I'm Free. We go to God in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we come to you right now. God, we ask that you just be with us, God, that you take away all of our doubts. God, that you just take away everything that is not pleasing in your sight, God, that we do. God, we ask that you cleanse our hearts, that we have a renewed spirit in you. God, I know we know no matter what we may be going through right now, we know that you're with us. God, we ask you to set our enemies down. You set that devil down. That the Holy Spirit is the only spirit that has free flow moving about in our life. God, we need you in our life right now. We put praise upon our lips when we're in a storm, when we're in a valley. We praise you. God, when we make it to the mountaintop, we praise you. On the journey, we praise you, God. And when we need to have a conversation with you, God, that you open up your ears, God. As you open up your arms, you welcome us in. And we're able to have a conversation with you. And in your holy name, we pray and say amen. Y'all, I'm so excited. I want to jump into this word. I really want to get into this thing. We're going to be in Isaiah chapter 6. We're going to do verse 8. Let's do verse and verse 9. Isaiah 6, verses 8 and 9. If you have God's word and would like God's word, give me an amen. And it reads as this. Then I heard the Lord asking, whom should I send as a messenger to this people? Who will go for us? I said, here am I. send me? And he said, yes, go and say to this people, listen carefully, but do not understand, watch closely, but learn nothing. Harden the hearts of these people, plug their ears and shut their eyes, that the way he will not see their eyes, nor hear with his ears, nor understand with their hearts, and turn to me for healing. Let's read that one more time. Then I heard the Lord asking, whom should I send as a messenger to these people? Who will go for us? I said, here am I. Send me. And he said, yes, go and stay and say to this people, listen carefully, but do not understand. Watch closely, but learn nothing. Harden the hearts of these people, plug their ears and shut their eyes. That way they will not see with their eyes, not hear with their ears, nor understand the hearts, and turn to me for healing. I'm free. I want to break this down a little bit. Now I really want to teach this thing before I preach this thing. What we're going on here in Isaiah is God, Isaiah is asking, who should I send? Isaiah says, send me. I want to do this thing. Maybe Isaiah had a little bit of doubt in his mind and says, God, I know I'm going to go. I want to go through this. I know I'm going through a storm. Maybe that's the part of time in your life that you know you are fixing to get into. You're fixing to have a conversation with somebody that wasn't nice and wasn't pleasing. You're going to sit there and have that conversation with somebody that someone's feelings may have gotten hurt, but you got to tell them the truth. But who's better to do it than you? Who's better to sit there and have a conversation than you? He's going to send you into the storm. He's going to send you into the fire. Some of us will tend to not want to go do that because, well, I'm not sure what people are going to say. I'm not sure what people are going to do. And I'm already broken already. And how am I supposed to do it? God, Isaiah says, send me. I'll do it. This is where we go with it. We're talking about carrying our own cross. That we're able to go with it. And it says, listen carefully, but do not understand. Watch closely, but learn nothing. Harden the hearts of these people. Plug their ears and shut their eyes. That way they will not see with their eyes. They will not hear with their ears. Nor will they understand with their hearts that we will rely on me. What God is talking about here, what he's telling you, is we're not going to do the things of this world. We're not going to do the things that we used to do. We're not going to do the things that everybody else is doing. We're going to turn to God and we're going to let it heal. See, we have a problem to this day in society that we tend to run to Facebook, but now we don't run to the book. Come on, we decide to tell our business to everybody, but we don't tell our business to the one that can change on a dime, that can change anything. If he can breathe life into you, if he can make you perfectly, he can take care of the situation, the problem, and the situation that you are in. So this is what we understand right here. He says, harden the hearts. Your heart will deceive you. But you rely on God for that. You know, you can listen to something real quick and it can change your whole outlook on something. You can hear a song. You can hear a conversation. And it'll change your whole entire mood. All of a sudden you have something stole your joy. And now you have that look on your face like you smell something that's not pretty. And that it's not good. You just have that. But I say that we are free from that. We don't let people, what they say and, and what we look at, we're not going to do that anymore. We're going to deal with these problems. We're going to deal with these issues head on. We're going to be able to do something different. We're going to do something new. Because when I said that I'm free, I'm free. I want to tell you a little bit of a story real quick. I want to try to bring this thing all the way around. Come on this journey with me. So we have a lion that is hurt. That's got a limp leg. He can't put any pressure on the leg. As he's walking through the land, as he's walking through the weeds, the hyenas see this. They see that this mighty lion is now got a weakness. So now what hyena tells the other one, says, "Oh, we got him now. Let's get him. He's got a weakness. He can't put all his pressure on. He can't be agile, mobile on that leg. Now we can attack him. Now we can really get after him. Now we have the upper hand because now he's focused on that one thing. He's focused on that leg." So he sends a sound out to other hyenas to come in and say, "It's game time. Let's attack. Let's take advantage where we can." So as the hyena starts to surround it, the lion realizing, oh, it's fixing to go down. It's fixing to be on and popping. The lion has to change the way he defends. See, that's what God does with us also. He changes the way that we defend. Come on. He changes the way that we defend the attacks. Because the enemy sees our weakness. He says that we favor something. Maybe you have that broken heart. Maybe you have a crushed spirit. But God's going to change that. Just like he changes the line in the attack. So as these hyenas start to surround this line, they start to take little stabs, little bites at it. One attacks the right leg. One attacks the left. But they don't just jump in and jump on it. They take little bites. They take little stabs at him. They all take their turn and just hit him. And now he's being hit from every angle. But they haven't hit that leg yet. They haven't hit that weakness yet. They're hitting on everything else. See, the lion relies on everything else to help out that lame part of the body. So the hyenas know, oh, I'm going to take away everything so that when he relies on that weakness, that's when he comes. That's when we realize, that's when we know we can really get him. Come on, God, let me teach this thing. So this is where we know that he's doing something. So as these hyenas keep coming after him, and they keep attacking, they keep biting him. Now the bites are getting a little bit harder, and now they're staying on for a little bit more. But now they don't just do it one at a time. Now there's two at a time that come at him. Now as soon as the two at a time come at him, now they got three coming at him at a time. Now all of a sudden, all four are coming at him at a time. Not only are they doing that, now they called their friends and said, "Oh, come on, get him now! Come on, we got him weak now. Now we're hitting him from every direction. Now he doesn't know where to turn." He doesn't know what to do. Now we can really attack him. Now we can really bring him out of his comfort. Now we can really do some damage to him. So now there's more come. Now they got five or six on him. Now they're hitting from every different way. And now they're coming after that weakness. Now they're really attacking that lame leg. Now they're really coming after him. See, this is where we're at in this day and time right now, where people coming at you in every different way. They attack your family. They attack your spouse. They attack your children. They attack you on the job. They attack you every single way. They say things about you. They get you all riled up and get you out of your joy. They said, "Nah, I got something for him because I know he really ain't about that life." So they see they got you rattled, they see they got you frazzled, they say, "Yeah, come on, let's unpile them." Not only now then you got bills that come on top of it. Now you got your kids acting up. Now you don't know how you're going to put food on the table because your money's acting kind of funny. You don't know how to deal with it. You don't know what to do because you're just seeing right now, you're just all kind of lost, that you're getting hit from every different angle. But I'm here to tell you that you're free. That you're going to be able to do this. You're going to be able to rely on it. Because God says, "I'm going to heal you." At the moment in time that this lion is being hit from every angle, and they're attacking their weakness, God steps in. And as this lion lounds out a scream or a roar with some bass in its voice, the hyenas realize, "Oh, we can't get him. We can attack him, we can bite him, but we can't hurt him." Because now that leg that used to be the weakness now is the strength. That leg that used to not be able to be used, now it can be used. As he kicks a hyena, as he kicks it away, that where they attack you at for having that insecurity. Here we go again with that word again that we used last week, this insecurity. Now he's going to use that to push something away. He's going to push something to make it better. Now that's going to become your strength. Because God is the one that stepped in and freed you from that. He's the one that says, "You are my child. I will go with you through it." And no matter what type of hell that you may be going through, he's going to be right there with you through it. I don't care what people have said. I don't care what they do. I don't care how many times and how many come at you. Send the whole gang. Come on, gang up on me. Try to jump me if you want to. But I'm here to tell you, I will take everything I have and I will have God with me. He will hold me closely. He will use everything that he can inside of me to get me bigger and better and stronger. I told you that we're bigger, faster, and stronger now. Yeah, I told you this faith muscle has been building. That we've been getting stronger in everyday life. That we've been doing more time in our devotion. We're spending more time with God. We're working on our relationship. We're able to do this because God says you are free from these chains. We are free from everything that you thought was holding you back. He says, "I'm free." See, the lion didn't rely on everything else. He didn't rely on the rest of the pride. He didn't rely on his spouse, on his kill. He relied on God. And I'm not trying to say nothing bad. I'm not trying to talk no papas. But I'm telling you right now, when God says he can change it up in an instant, he can change it in an instant. He can flip it in an instant. He can change it to a language you can understand. Me voy a cambiar. Si hablan inglés en español, me voy a cambiar para usted que me diga. See, he can change it when you need to understand something. He will change it right then and there for you. He removes the doubt when you don't think you can go any further. He gives you the strength when you think you're the weakest. He don't care how big your Goliath is. He don't care how big these problems. He says, "I got you covered. Just continue to rely on me. Don't let anybody else try to heal you because they can't heal you like I can. They can't do what Jesus can do." And this is where we understand that God is doing it, that he's moving in that way. He said, "No one can do what I can do. No one can make you better than I can. I made you. Rely on me because you are free from that." as these hyenas continue to understand that now they're now the lion's on the defense. He's on the attack now. Now he's using everything in his arsenal to come at him. This is where we got to understand that this is where God is. He's putting us at. And when we're moving with God, nothing can stop us. Not saying the attacks aren't going to come. And I'm not saying that it's going to be easy, because you're going to be going through some things. But you're free from the past. You're free from what people think. The hyenas realize that the lion's not going down. As a lion starts to snap at them and starts to take them out one by one, you attack your problems one by one. You remove that hurt from a child one by one. You take the doubters and the haters one by one, because you are free. And when you do that, this is where you get stronger. This is when that faith muscle gets stronger. See, we go and we are led by faith, not by feedback. Come on. We are guided by faith and not feedback. Because when we rely on feedback is when we get ourselves into trouble. Or you start listening to people, oh, you ain't never going to be nothing. You ain't never going to do nothing. I don't worry about the feedback anymore. I worry about my faith. I know that with my God, I'm able to do it. He brought you out of a situation last week. He brought you out of a situation last night. He woke you up this morning. Even though you may not like exactly what you got going on in your life right now. Maybe you don't like everything you got exactly going on, because you don't know, God says, I need you to go through this so you can get through this. So you can understand where I'm at in your life. And I know it's a hard thing for us to understand, but when I tell you that you're free from it, you are free from it. I ain't worried about the feedback. We're going to praise and worship our God. We're not going to be a part of the gossip. I'm not going to use the language everybody else uses. I'm not going to do what everybody else is doing, because that's not what God wants me to do. I understand that you may be hurt. I understand that it may be looking ugly right now, and it may be smelling kind of funny right now. But you're going to get through this. You're free from it. God already knows you're going to get through this. He just wants you to rely on Him to get through it. When that lion was being attacked, God says, I know you're being attacked. Rely on me. I'm going to get you through this thing. You may have tucked some, you got some scrapes and some cuts, but He's going to show you right now that He's got you right now covered. Rely on Him, because you are free from it. The shackles drop at your feet that what held you back are no longer holding you back. You're free from it. The doubt that you have in your mind can grow weary on your mind and body, depleting all of your energy and your desire to take another step forward. But see, Isaiah reminds God's people that the great God who created the stars and knows each star's name is incomparable. There's no limit to God's wisdom. God has never grow weary, and He never goes tired. He gives you that renewed energy that you need to keep going through it. We got to stop doubting it. Let that go and start praising instead of doubting. Let me say that with you one more time, because I don't think you caught it. Stop doubting and start praising. If we would praise more and doubt less, Think how much more energy you would have. I'm free from it. I ain't doubting anymore. I ain't doing that anymore. I'm going to do something new in it. I'm going to praise when I used to doubt. And that's what we're talking about here. When they attack you in every way, God says, I got something for them. Don't even worry about that. I'm going to take care of that. Continue to give it to me and let me do that. I'm free. Come on, God. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this time. God, is you do something new in us right now, God, that you take away all of our doubt and all of our worry. God, that we rely on you to lift us up, that you fill us up with energy, God, that we praise you when we are in doubt. God, that we praise you when we're being attacked. We praise you when we're going through hell. God, we thank you for this. God, we ask that you step in right now. And as the devil comes at us in every way and they attack us in every way, God, we ask that you just take away our insecurities, God, and let us stand firm on them right now and say, yes, God, I am a sinner. Yes, God, I mess up. Yes, God, I have an attitude at times. Yes, God, I am ugly at times, but I know that you are with me right now. And I thank you. That no matter what I go through, you are with me. I'm free from the past hurt. I'm free from my inequities. I'm free from not believing in myself that I can do better. I'm free from thinking of self-harm. I'm free not thinking I'm good enough. I'm free but not thinking that I'm worthy. God, you went to the cross and you died for me. And I thank you for that. God, I was looking for love and I found you with your arms wide open. Thank you for allowing me, God. I'm free. You brought us out of so many situations. You continue to do it. And I continue to thank you for it. Thank you, God, that I'm free. That the shackles dropped off my feet and off my legs. God, nothing's holding me back, God. I don't care what people said about my past. I don't care how much they judge me, God. You dropped all my charges. And I thank you, Jesus. God, touch somebody right now, God. And let them know that they're free from the pain and the hurt that they suffered. And that they are suffering now, God. They may have got a diagnosis right now, God, and they don't know what to do. They don't know where to turn. But they said, no, I got you right now. I'm free. He's with you right now, holding you close. Reach out. Put your hands in the air and say, God, thank you. I praise you when I'm doubting. God, lift us up right now. God, heal us and let us become stronger. I know you're with us right now, God. Heal our hearts. Hear our spirits. God, let us do a renewal in us, God. And in your name we pray, amen. Amen and amen, y'all. I could go on, and I'm not sure. We may have to do a second episode here in a little while. We may have to do something else. But I'm telling that you free. You are free from the doubt and the hurt that held you back for so long. Our God is mighty and he is good. And he's with you right now. In it. He's with you. Just remember, you are free from the pain and the hurt of the past. And until next week, Lord willing, you may have to get a surprise episode. Y'all, I'm excited. Y'all, my shirt is so tight right now. I'm ready to go. But remember, I'm free. Let's take on everything head on. We're not going to run from anything anymore. I don't care how the devil tries to come at us in every way. You're here. We're free from it. And until next week, Lord willing, stay blessed. Be blessed. I'm free, y'all.